Support for Faith Matters comes from the law offices of Mullen, Hoard, and Brown, LLP, offering a full range of legal services to regional and national clients. Mullen, Hoard, and Brown are members of ALFA International. More information is available at 765-7491 or mullenhoard.com.
Welcome to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Join us for a conversation about faith in everyday life. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center, home of the Joint Ranch. Covenant provides a place where hip and knee patients come together for pre-surgery educational classes and then reconvene post-surgery for group therapy and rehabilitation. Now here's the host of Faith Matters, Tom McGovern.
I'm Tom McGovern, host of Faith Matters. This Sunday afternoon, I'm delighted to have as our guest Dr. Kitty Harris, my dear friend of so many years. And Kitty, it's a delight to have you back on this program again.
Thank you, Tom. It's good to be back. You know, I always enjoy being with you.
Well, it's mutual. Chuck and I and Lynn have been looking at a series of programs honoring women of Lubbock in a special way. We've identified Margaret Talkington as a person whom you knew intimately and somebody we would like to honor as part of our Faith Matters series. Tell us of how you came to know Margaret.
I always just adored Margaret. She was a little intimidating, I might say. I met her initially shopping at her store when I was in high school. And even when I went away to college, I would come back. And I always thought that she was the absolute top of the line in class, in taste, in poise, and sophistication, that kind of thing. And then when I moved back to Lubbock in 79, honestly, our relationship developed. It's interesting that your show is Faith Matters. We really got to be friends in a Bible study at First Methodist Church. She would go to the Bible study and I would go to the, and it was at Tuesday at noon. It was when Jim was there and he did that downtown Bible study. Margaret would come and she would be by herself and I'd usually be by myself and we'd sit together. That's actually how we started being friends, and she asked me, she was going to miss one particular day, and she asked me if I would take notes for her. And I said, oh, of course I will. I was like freaked out a little bit. And so anyway, I took notes for her, and then I took them by her house, and she was so appreciative. And the next day at my house, I found a little sack of wonderful body lotion and different kind of cosmetic things as a thank you. And I thought, you know, how gracious is that? That is so gracious for her to even think that way. And that was the initial way that we became friends.
Yeah, that wonderful time when Jim Jackson was here.
He was wonderful. And that Bible study was fabulous. After that, she started inviting me over for dinner with she and JT. And I'd go over and have dinner with them. The funniest part, and I can look at it now and laugh, I would almost have a panic attack when I would go to dinner because I wasn't sure what I should wear.
Oh.
And it was like, I have to wear the right thing to go to the Talkington's house for dinner. And I finally got past that. It took a long time, but she was a remarkable woman in a lot of ways.
She was born in Fort Worth, you said.
Yeah. I think that's right. Yes, in Fort Worth. She had several brothers and sisters. One of the first things that she ever really shared with me about her childhood was that her mom died at a very young age. She was 13, I believe, when she lost her mom, which was really traumatic. She started off, I think, with a real challenge in her life. And I think that that challenge certainly developed, Tom, as you and I know, a lot of resilience. She became a very resilient, determined, focused person that had goals that she intended to accomplish.
So she founded then Margaret's on Broadway, which...
She did. She and JT moved here. JT, who doesn't usually get as much publicity as Margaret, was really the brains behind the deal. He was the financial brains. And he was an accountant by trade, did a lot of real estate, things like that. They moved here, and she opened her first shop over on Boston in 24th, wherever J&B Coffee Company is, around in there on that shopping center. I think it was called The Plaza. From there, grew and grew and really developed, if not a regional, certainly a, you know, regional and state reputation for a store that catered to women. with beautiful clothes and a touch of elegance and certainly a touch of class.
As a young woman, as a teenager, how do you remember the store?
As a young woman, I remember it as being a little intimidating, like, I don't know if I could ever shop here. You know, the truth of the matter is, now that I think about it, my first time in the store, I was about 6 or 7 years old. My grandmother and mother took me. They were shopping, and Margaret used to have little bitty child-sized tables and chairs and books for kids to sit and read while their parents or grandparents shopped. And that was my very first experience, now
what
that I think about
it. What a lovely memory as a 6-year-old.
It was.
With your own little chair and table and chairs.
Yes.
And book.
Yes. I mean, I don't remember a lot from being 6, but I remember that. And then as a teenager going back, one of the things that Margaret did that was, I think, brilliant is she opened a junior department. And the junior department catered to really to tech girls, high school girls and tech girls. The clothes there were of equal beauty and everything, but they were not priced as high, which was really good. And I occasionally, my mother would take me there to buy a special dress in the junior department.
And so you associate Margaret with special times.
Absolutely.
Kitty, we take a short break and then we'll be back to continue this fascinating conversation.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center. More information on customized plans for joint replacement surgery is at covenanthealth.org/ortho.
Support for Faith Matters comes from Hospice of Lubbock, serving the 19-county South Plains region since 1986. The staff offers faith-based end-of-life care for both children and adult patients. More information is available at hospiceoflubbock.org.
Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Here again is your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters. I'm your host, Tom McGovern, and I'm delighted this Sunday afternoon to have as our special guest, my dear friend, Dr. Kitty Harris. Kitty, we've been talking about Margaret Talkington. We had you sitting as a young child on your own chair and your own table, your own books with your mother and possibly your grandmother. And then you were remembering how Margaret brought a special line for young women, for college age and high school kids.
There were a couple of things about that. First of all, it meant that you could be that age group and have that opportunity to go shop in a beautiful store and have the opportunity to feel like that you were dressed just as nicely as you could possibly be. One of the things that Margaret always taught me about clothes that I do to this day, I think that she was pretty wise, and I'm always scared that I'll forget some of the stuff. But she always said, buy fewer things that are better and nicer quality than more things that are lesser and less quality. She said, if you will do that, you will find that you can build a wardrobe. The first time that I really shopped there, I bought 2 outfits. That's all I could afford. Then the next season, I bought maybe 2 more. You know, the store's been gone for quite a while, and Margaret has been gone too. If you came to my home today and went in my closet, I still have clothes that have the Margaret's label in them. I still wear them. Yes. Quality counts.
And lasts, yeah.
Yes, and it does last. And she said that the real traditional things never really go out of style, that if you will always buy traditional and not buy trendy or faddish things, that you will build a very stable, secure wardrobe that will last you. She and JT had an apartment in New York that they stayed in when they would go to market. It was right across the street from Central Park, right down from the plaza. They kept that until the last years of their lives, until they closed the store. She was always going to market, buying things that she knew were of value and quality for the women of West Texas.
You know, I'm thinking of visiting at the Legacy. Those wonderful pictures, wedding pictures, which
yes.
immortalize her finery for weddings down through the years. It's a history of Lubbock, really, a history of clothes and a history of style, really, that is beautifully preserved downtown.
I have a copy of an ad she gave me that was from 1979. She had done before Rush for Tech, and it showed different outfits and stuff. The AJ had published that in 1979, and she had signed it and given it to me. And you look at it, and it's just priceless. It's so beautiful to see some of those things.
You know, I'm a historian at heart. Someone said the true history, most faithful, accurate history of any civilization is found in, it's quite a quote, advertising, clothes, food, the things that people use. This would be an accurate representation. And I love to think of her in that sense.
Absolutely. One of the things that people talk about her and is so wonderful to think about is she just had an eye for what would look good on you. I'll never forget, I was going to something really, really, really special in Washington, D.C. one time. So I brought over like 5 outfits, tried them on, and she said, oh, that's it. There's no doubt. That's what you need to wear. She had such an eye for...
Did you say yes, ma'am?
I always said yes, ma'am. I always said yes, ma'am. One time I was at her house. I used to go by in the afternoon after work, especially after she lost JT. One day she said, I think your fingernails are too long. And I said, okay, well, I'll go straight to the manicurist and get that fixed. And I did. You know, you had to love her honesty. It was oftentimes what I called brutal honesty. You had to love it that you knew someone was going to tell you the real truth about how you looked. She told me one time I needed to cut my hair. It had gotten too long. And
so you really were a daughter.
Yeah, in a lot of ways. I was blessed by that relationship.
As you remember your conversations with her down through the years, Kitty, what was her special love for the community of Lubbock?
I think it was because Lubbock had shown them affection. Neither one of them were tech graduates. Margaret had graduated from the University of Texas. JT had graduated from A&M. They came to Lubbock. They started this business. I think they both found a home here. West Texas is just notorious for kindness and warmth and treating people like they belong. And I think that's what happened with Margaret and JT both. They both got involved in Lubbock. I can't off the top of my head tell you every civic organization. They were part of so many, many different things in town. And I think it was a real sense of, you have embraced us and we're going to embrace you back. There's something about being someplace that feels like home. That's so intangible to think about. But I think that's what it was. This was their home. This is where they spent their time. This is where they had their friends. This is where they were part of a community of faith. A lot of that motivated their love for Lubbock.
As you remember, Margaret, were there any particular aspects of the life of the city that she was particularly devoted to?
Although not a graduate, she was very devoted to Texas Tech. They were part of a group called the Football Bus Group. They rode the bus to the football games and, you know, all that. I think they never missed a basketball game. They were very devoted to tech. I think the other things they had a real heart for, certainly the arts, that was always important to Margaret and important to JT as well. One of the parts that people don't think about, I think they had a real heart for people that struggled. Some of their philanthropy is very well known. Some of their philanthropy would be very shocking to some people, not in a bad way shocking, but you would be surprised at how much they gave here and there. It never made the papers. No one ever spoke of it. No one ever knew it. And I don't know all of the women that you're going to talk about in this series. The ones I do know of is that so much of what they gave anonymously. I don't think there's probably a more gracious gift.
Or more noble.
I think their love for the community was expressed in all those ways.
And a heart for the poor and the struggling especially.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Kitty, we'll take a short break and then we'll be back to continue this wonderful conversation.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center. More information on customized plans for joint replacement surgery is at covenanthealth.org/ortho. The views, opinions, and comments that are expressed on this program are solely those of the host and guest and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions of KTTZ-FM, Texas Tech Public Media, Texas Tech University, Texas Tech University System, or our faculty and staff, our affiliates, our partners, and our sponsors.
Support for Faith Matters comes from Hospice of Lubbock, serving the 19-county South Plains region since 1986. The staff offers faith-based end-of-life care for both children and adult patients. More information is available at hospiceoflubbock.org.
Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Here again is your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters. I'm delighted this Sunday afternoon to have as our special guest, Dr. Kitty Harris. Kitty, we've been remembering in a loving way, Margaret, your friend, Margaret Talkington. For this segment, let's move a little into their legacy after their death. You are a member of the foundation. Let's begin with the school, the entire Texas Tech family, the arts, first of all.
The College of Visual and Performing Arts.
Which is named after them.
It is named after them. It's JT and Margaret College of Visual and Performing Arts. I think that one of the things that Margaret really cared about were the arts, and then she cared about tech, putting that together. She wanted quality. When I think of Margaret, there's just a couple of words that come to mind. Quality is number one.
And class.
And class. And perfectionism.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of things have guided us in terms of what decisions we've made or what we've done. We go through proposals and different grant requests, and we look at each other and say, what do you think Margaret would do? Literally, what do you think Margaret would do?
You know? You've given us a beautiful expression, your knowledge, intimate knowledge of her, what she would do, something that would be classy, good, and of course, the music, the art, the what we have at Tech is superb. Then moving across to the health sciences, I would be forever indebted to her and to you, but my love for the entire university, but I've worked so many years at the medical school and in the health sciences. What you did for internal medicine, the diseases that are often treated are not the ones that get an awful lot of funding. The endowed chairs, especially in internal medicine, you're making sure that this community is well taken care of in types of illnesses that fall into that particular realm.
She had a very large interest in healthcare. You know, she lived into her 90s, mid-90s, and was really pretty healthy. JT struggled. And so I think a lot of her interest was in finding good quality medical care.
My beloved friend, Dr. Cindy Jumper, one of the few women chairs in the country, actually, of internal medicine. It was so appropriate that Margaret would be honored through her and in her, not just as a person, but in the who she is, obviously, but in the work that she does and provides such elegant leadership.
Cindy was with us literally when Margaret passed away. You know, that's one of those things that once you've been through that experience with someone, it's very intense.
And the spirit lives on. How beautiful, you know, she saw her leave this world, but to another, and then her spirit so beautifully expressed in this work. And then, of course, the food bank.
That was something that they were both really committed to for a long time. When I think of the things that they were committed to, there were some no-brainers, so to speak. And the food bank was one of those. The nursing school at LCU was one of those. There were things that we knew that would have been important to them. So often, again, the question was to us, is this something that Margaret and JT would invest in? Is this something that would be important to them? Is this something that they would want their name on? The YWCA, Sun and Fun, you wouldn't think about that as much, but they adored kids never having any. They really cared about kids and things like that, that hopefully those of us on the foundation have been able to kind of piece together different projects that would have made them really happy. And then the Margaret Talkington School for Young Women Leaders. That's one of my funniest stories. We didn't do that because of money. We did it because we wanted her name. And when I first got involved in that project with a foundation out of Dallas, they came and talked to the school board. The school board approved it. And it was my dear, dearest friend, Carmen Neely, said, would you head up this advisory board? And I said, I would. And I said, and I think we should see if Margaret will let us name the school after her. So I went to Margaret and told her what the school was like. 70% of the girls had to be from economically disadvantaged homes, and that it was a girls' school, and there would be uniforms and all that kind of stuff. And I said, we want to name it after you. And she said, no. And I said, okay. Into that discussion. So we got the school going and we got everything underway and we got through the first year of development and everything. And we got into that second year. And one day she called me and she said, I want you to come over here right now. And I said, yes, ma'am. And I went And she said, "Is it that important to you that you name that school after me? Does it mean that much to you?" And I said, "Yeah, it does." And she said, "Well, then go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. Just get it done." And I said, "Okay." And so we did. And again, this was with no donation. Not one penny had been given to that school. And now it, you know, it's a blue ribbon school. Berta Fogerson won national awards as principal. And this is what I love the most, is that in her later years, I would take her out there and she would visit with the girls. Mm-hmm. And she would always say, "Well, what do you want to do?" I think for me, in many ways, that's one of the legacies that she has left that will carry on across the country as these girls go out to different places. So I think everything from the Tarkington School for Young Women Leaders to the nursing school to the visual and performing arts to the food bank to the community health clinic, the Dream Center, I hope and I pray that we have done a great representation for her and JT. She wanted the foundation to cease. She wanted it to not be ongoing thing, and that was at her request. The other thing funny that she said to me about it early on with the foundation, she goes, "Now, I don't want you to walk around acting like you've done something really important by giving my money away, because you didn't do one thing to earn that money." And I said, "No, ma'am, I did not, and I will never do that." And so I try to stay away from that.
Kitty, you've captured so beautifully this afternoon the spirit of Margaret and with her husband, JT, that embraced this community when they were alive, and their ongoing embrace in death and their spirit lives on. May I thank you and her and JT on behalf of the community for what you've done. And a thank you to the foundation and to the board. Would you like to remember some of your name, your colleagues on the board?
Absolutely. I would love to. Norton Baker, who's been the president, has been great to work with. And Charlotte Park, who was their longtime employee and associate and friend. And Alan Henry. They have been great to work with. We've had some very interesting experiences and we've had some fun experiences. And I think more than anything, the opportunity to make this community what Margaret and JT really wanted from their heart to develop, I think has been a great privilege.
Well, Kitty, it's been a great privilege for me to have you on this program this Sunday afternoon. Thanks to you for your dedicated and love for our community. And again, my joy to have you with us this Sunday afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. And I appreciate the opportunity to get to share those crazy stories.
You've been listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1 with your host, Tom McGovern. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center, home of a full range of orthopedic services, including Joint Ranch. Join us next Sunday for another edition of Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1, a service of Texas Tech Public Media.